Sheffield. It is 48 minutes past four. I'm Kat, sitting in for Howie. And I wonder if you've ever walked past someone sleeping rough on the streets and wish there was something you could do to help beyond giving them some change. Well, a new telephone hotline and text messaging service has been launched to help you do just that in the Sheffield area. You can help a street outreach service so it knows where to find people to try and help them. Jason Marriott is from this service. Jason, good afternoon. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. Just explain how this new hotline would work.
Yeah, so it's a free phone number, an 0800 number. And like you say, members of the public that see people that feel like they may be in need of support, they can ring that number, they can let us know, and then we'll get a team out to that person to see if we can offer support directly. There's also a way of texting us or emailing us. So it's just really a way of trying to get early support out to as many people as possible.
So currently, what do services do to try and get to homeless people and rough sleepers? How do they find them?
Well, the street outreach team goes out in the early hours across the city, and we look for rough sleepers and we look for people that are in need of support. Sheffield is a huge area. And we can't possibly cover every area. So the more intelligence we get, the more information we get about where people may be sleeping, means that we can go out and see if those people, if we can link them into support.
And how much difference would this system, getting people to text in the location of rough sleepers, how much will that make to you guys?
Well, it makes a big difference to us, but it makes a big difference to those people that are in need of support. I mean, rough sleeping is incredibly dangerous. It's an isolating experience. People are at risk while they're on the streets. If our services know about that, then we can go out and try and get them out of that situation as quickly as we possibly can.
And when you do approach them, what help are you able to offer them?
It's very individual to that person. We need to understand what's led them to that point, why they're homeless, any issues that we can support them with. And each case is different. You know, everybody has an individual pathway into that situation, and therefore everyone has a tailored solution to enable them to exit it. If we need to link into other services and other voluntary sector providers, we'll do that. We'll support them to do that. If they need help with benefits, we can help them with that. If they need help to mediate with family or return to an area, we can certainly help with that. So each case is individual, and I think it's very much depends on the individual and also what their choices are and what they want to do.
What advice would you give people? I mentioned at the start that often you'll walk past someone who's sleeping rough and you feel that you want to help them, and often you'll do that by giving some change. But what advice would you give to people who are troubled by what they're seeing and they do want to help? What's the best way to help people who are sleeping rough?
Well, I think, you know, it's an entirely understandable position that people want to help, and often they don't know what to do. And I think that, you know, whether people give money or give food or whatever is their personal choice. But I think what's most important is to try and link that person into some sort of support services that may be able to help them to exit that lifestyle. There is us. If people are rough sleeping, then they can link into us. Sheffield also has a website called Help Us Help, which lists all of the areas and voluntary sector providers that provide support in this area and enables members of the public to get involved if they wish to in sort of volunteering and things like that as well. So there really is other ways to support people and other than the initial cup of tea or some money. If you can try and link that person into a support service, because what we want to do is want to enable that person to move away from that particularly difficult part of their lives and start to resettle in the community.
So what are the details of this new text and service and hotline?
The telephone number is 0800 066 5358, and you can also text us for free, and that's sending a text message to 8800, and you start your text message with SOTS, and that doesn't take any credit, and then we'll respond to that as well. What this number also enables us to do is rough sleepers that we're currently working with, it enables them to keep in touch with us as well, so that they can contact us at any time for free.
Jason Marriott, thanks ever so much for talking to me this afternoon. Jason Marriott there from the Street Outreach Service telling us about this new telephone hotline and text messaging service. Its aim to help rough sleepers in the city.
Good morning, this is Toby at Breakfast.
He's back.
What do you think of his